shores of El Pacifico. Bill Hendrick.
Phil Henry Show, 877-876. Phil, this is the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we take you through the looking glass every night here in talk radio. Welcome. And tonight we are spotlighting our affiliates in Atlanta, WCFO, 1160 AM, Allentown, Pennsylvania, WSAN, 1470. And tonight we've got Dean Wheeler and Jack Armstrong that'll be plugging in and give us their points of view on a couple of stories, one having to do with the environment and the other having to do with a story that I saw today on black Americans, African Americans joining the Tea Party movement in ever-increasing numbers. We'll hear what Jack has to say about that. He is a one of our liberal bloggers, as they say. I don't like that term, progressive blogger, left-wing blogger, Democrat blogger.
Jackass.
I didn't ask you, did I? And you're belching in the middle of your lines there.
Sorry.
877-876-PHIL, jackass. 877-876-PHIL. Our website, philhenryshow.com, for all of your radio and comedy needs. That is philhenryshow.com. Head on over there just as soon as you possibly can and check out our live streaming audio as well as our live streaming video. Our sixth video cast coming up on Saturdays. You know, we're now doing six video casts a week. You can see the show right now on video and hear it on audio on our website as well as listen to it on a number of our great affiliates. But on Saturday, where we have a one-hour video cast, we're going to be doing a tequila drinking demonstration. So join us for that. We have Dean Wheeler in Northern California right now on the environment and the announcement, Dean, by President Obama that there will be drilling, limited drilling, off the coast of Virginia, not off the coast of California, not in Alaska. In fact, I think some fields are being closed down. So this is really not, in my view, it's not that big of a deal for the drill baby drill or the drill now and drill it good, whatever they called it. You know, the...
Are you asking me what the slogan was of the pro-oil movement?
I think it was drill now... drill hard. I forget what it was.
Well, whatever it was, I think they got. I think they got a little bit of their money's worth with President Obama announcing that he would, in fact, open up drilling off the coast of Virginia. We were hoping. Is it drill baby drill?
No, it's not drill baby drill. It was drill now and drill plenty or something. I forget what it was.
Well, that's what my wife just passed me. I think that the pro-oil people, frankly, should be very happy because those of us in the progressive and pro-environmental movement are not happy. We wanted a moratorium that was kept in place on drilling that would continue and would be unabated, that we would get serious about alternative forms of energy, and that this would be a viable and realistic plan that the president would certainly continue, and he has not done that, Phil.
Now, you know, Dean, the president promised during the campaign that he'd look at drilling.
I understand that the president made overtures in that direction, but he never made it a firm and fast commitment. What he did say was that he was looking at clean energy, and that would be the number one priority. And perhaps he said that we have to look at oil as oil drilling as an alternative if we need to. There has been absolutely nothing at all that would indicate that we would need to. The other very distressing news, I think, is that we have people in the state of California, such as yourself, Terry Richmond, Bud Blankenship, and some others, who are encouraging drilling off the coast of California, and in your case, have been repetitive in the notion that this is somehow pro-environmental.
Well, Dean, I never said it was pro-environmental.
Well, yes, you did, because you indicate that it is not going to be a hazard to wildlife.
Well, that's different from saying it's pro-environmental, isn't it?
I don't see the difference. You said.
I did say that it is not it doesn't appear to be a hazard to wildlife.
You had mentioned on a previous broadcast that you had been to Carpinteria Animal to the wildlife refuge in Carpinteria, and you had seen harbor seals giving birth. Is that correct?
That is correct, yeah.
That sends the message to the people of California, and it also sends a message to the poor oil people. That gives, if you would, it gives aid and comfort to the pro-oil people that drilling for oil, at least in the mind of Phil Hendry, is not an environmental hazard. And that just sends the wrong message. We're a longtime Californian.
Dean, I don't want to interrupt you, but I'm a longtime Californian. I was born and raised here. Okay.
All right. Then you recognize and you remember the oil spill off the coast of Santa Barbara.
I do remember that, and I do remember the environmental impact, and I do remember the people that were trying to clean up the ducks and the wildlife and the oil coated on all of the animals, and it was a terrible disaster. But when I say that I went to the beach there and I saw seals being born, I'm not lying.
You are on a national broadcast. You have a responsibility to your listeners, and you have a responsibility for longtime supporters such as myself, that when you get on the air and misrepresent what's going on, you harm the environmental movement of California, and you harm a great many years filled of progress.
What am I misrepresenting exactly? What am I saying that isn't true?
You get on the air and you tell people that you went up and you saw seals being born, and you saw them being born near an oil derrick.
Well, no, I saw them being born at Carpinteria State Beach, and it was right next to the pier that the workers, the roughnecks, the guys that work the oil platforms. This is the pier where they offload their equipment, where they take their boats and they go out to the oil platform and they come home at night, and it's right near where these seals are calving, where these harbor seals are having their calves or their pups. Okay.
And that sends the message to the pro oil and to the big oil people that oil drilling is somehow not only is it safe around wildlife, but that somehow wildlife flourishes when there's oil drilling.
Well, what else do you call that?
I think it's very irresponsible, Phil.
What is irresponsible about that?
If you'll allow me to finish, I think it's very irresponsible to reverse decades of a pro-environmental movement that has raised an enormous amount of money, has gained an enormous amount of support, has international prestige, and for you to talk about going up and seeing seals being born...
I'm not lying.
I think it's a misrepresentation.
No, it's not a misrepresentation of anything. I'm not lying. Are you calling... You're not calling me a liar.
I think that what you're saying... I'm trying to be kind. I think what you're saying is a little difficult. I wouldn't want people believing it.
Are you telling me it's difficult to believe? You don't want people to believe it? Or it didn't happen?
I'm not saying anything of the sort.
Are you saying to me that it didn't happen?
I am saying to you that what you are trying to do is destroy a pro-environmental movement that is decades old.
Dean, I can't let you go on with this, okay? You're saying...
That is decades old and that has raised an enormous amount of money and has a great many people supporting it and has a great many people excited about the state of California and our clean energy. And you talk about seals being born near an oil platform, which gives this impression that the pro-environmental movement, doesn't know what it's talking about.
Well, does the pro-environmental movement really know what it's talking about when we have oil platforms up and down the coast of California with seals and whales and dolphins and all manner of marine mammal growing and flourishing and frolicking and giving birth to babies? Isn't it time that people know this?
Excuse me. You keep talking about this, and it hurts the...
I'm only speaking the truth, okay?
You're speaking the truth, okay. But
all right, well, that's all I'm trying to say.
Well, Phil, you can get your brownie points for speaking the truth, and people can pat you on the head for speaking the truth. What happens to the pro-environmental movement of this state when... people begin to withdraw their support because a man on the radio, a right-winger, obviously a far-right ideologue,
Whoa, wait a minute, man. You're not going to get away with that, Dean, okay?
Well, then what do you call it, Phil?
But you're not going to get away with calling me a far-right ideologue because I happened to say I saw seals giving birth to puppies near an oil platform.
Well, what else do you call it, then?
I am telling my audience something that I saw. I'm telling my audience that it isn't the first time I've seen it. Since I've moved out to the ocean, I've seen it all the time. I see whales, I see seals, I see dolphins, I see sea lions, I see an enormous amount of marine mammal life as well as fish life. And there's oil drilling going on, and I see a coexistence between the two.
Can I just, by the way, tell you one thing that I did think of? The Marine Mammal Protection Act.
Yes, it's a fantastic act, and it has protected those animals.
Okay. Are you saying that oil drilling? What does oil drilling have to do with that?
Oil drilling doesn't have anything to do with it. Oil drilling has nothing to do with it.
All right. Well, then why would you say that oil drilling is? It's one thing to say that oil drilling is not having a negative effect.
And it's not.
I think it's unfair for you to say that in the face of an environmental movement. We've got an awful lot of money. And we have an awful lot of influence. And I can tell you, Phil, what you're doing is dangerous. And
I'm telling the truth, Dean. I'm telling the truth.
Did you mention the Marine Protection Act?
The Marine Protection Act, the Marine Mammal Protection Act, is a great act. It's a great law. It's saved and protected marine mammals, yes. But what I'm saying is that oil drilling has not hurt them.
And you know that how?
I don't know it for a fact.
Because you're not a scientist.
All I can tell you is I see seals out there giving birth to pups 20 feet away from a pier. So if you call that, lying...
I'm asking for a moratorium, and I'd ask your audience this. What is wrong with a three-month moratorium where you don't talk at all about what you think you see? And let's get more momentum behind stopping drilling from ever taking place off the coast of California again.
And a moratorium on what, Dean? A moratorium on what I've seen?
I'm asking for you to stop talking about all of the dolphins and whales. You're not a scientist, and I'm asking for a moratorium.
Well, I'm not a scientist, but I'm telling you this is what I saw.
Would you stop talking about it until we can get more... We're asking for support from people to stop drilling off the coast of California, to keep the moratorium going, despite you talking about seals giving birth.
Well, I think if we're going to make a decision on that, Dean, I think it has to be an informed decision, but I can ask my audience. Dean Wheeler joining us from the Northern California Holistic Center. He's a pro-environmentalist. He doesn't like me talking about the abundance of marine mammal life off the coast of California because it's slowing down the no oil people in California. He wants me to stop talking about it for 3 months. A moratorium. Your calls next with Dean Wheeler. Our number 877-876. Phil, Jack Armstrong coming up next hour on Black American Tea Party voters and members. 877-876-Phil.
Phil Henry.
We are also joined this hour. Not only do we have Dean Wheeler, we also have on the line with us David G. Hall. He's a vice president of syndication who's joined us. And I'm not, David, this is highly unusual. You're coming on the program, and we have Mr. Wheeler on to direct me editorially. You and I have had these discussions. I understand that you're not coming on in a hostile way.
Not at all, Phil. And I understand what you're up against. I understand what every talk show host is up against. Believe me, the Phil Henry Show represents candor and information. Mr. Wheeler is a valued member of our advertising base, and I would only ask you to give him a fair hearing.
I'm going to give him a fair hearing, but I am not going to give a three-month moratorium on not talking about these environmental issues.
And if I could ask you why, and I think your audience would be interested in knowing.
My audience is, I think, is on, if you want my honest opinion, my audience understands what I'm saying.
Well, I don't know how you can say that. That's my point as well, Mr. Hall. I don't see, his audience is once they are, this is the California radio show. I know it broadcasts across America. The California listener is a pro-environmental listener.
I have to serve more listeners than a California listener. I'm serving all of my audience, and I'm not going to not talk about seals being born on a beach in California. I'm not going to not talk about that because it hurts. You know, me talking about it hurts the environmental movement.
But it also, Mr. Wheeler's Holistic Center is an advertiser. And I wanted to remind him of that as well.
Well, Mr. Wheeler, as a member of the progressive movement, are you saying that you would rather I forego truth and information in favor of money?
Well, Phil, you can be as sarcastic as you want, and I don't appreciate that. But the fact is, I do advertise, and I'm simply asking for a moratorium.
Well, I don't know how I can give a moratorium on talking about the birth of seals on the California coast for an environmental movement that seems to be frightened that the information's out there. And to me, that's what this is about. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, but I can ask my audience if they think that I should stop talking about the abundance of marine mammal life in the California, the Santa Barbara Channel, stop talking about that because that's going to hurt the environmental movement in California trying to get a moratorium on drilling permanent. And the president did not okay any drilling off the coast of California where we could use the jobs. He's got it in Virginia. Here is Jamie in Louisville. Let me go over to Jamie in Louisville. We got to go remote. Can I have Jamie in Louisville, Kentucky? Go ahead, Jamie. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I just wanted to make a comment to Dean. I just think that it's just the environmentalists are just going way too far with it. I mean, if it's not hurting the, you know, the seals and the dolphins and all that, you know, life out there, why can't we do it? And why can't we actually do more of it?
Mr. Hendry has come on his.
Go ahead.
Mr. Hendry has come on his program and repeatedly talked about the whales and the sea lions that he has seen in the Santa Barbara Channel.
Okay.
That is fine for Mr. Hendry.
Mm-hmm.
When he talks about that, he hurts my movement, the environmental movement, because then people hear that and are not opposed to drilling as they used to be.
I highly doubt just because what Phil says is influencing anybody. I think everybody has their own mind.
Well, when
and
I
just
say to you
him
that,
commenting on what he's seen is not influencing anybody.
I want to say something here.
Well, this is David. I would ask you just to please stay out of this while Dean talks to the listener.
Okay, fine.
Let me talk to the lady. Your name is Jamie?
Yes.
Jamie, we have oil drilling that goes on off the coast of California that is destroying the environment.
That's not true when you see the number of seals that are giving birth to seal pups.
Well, I asked you to shut up.
Are you telling me?
I asked you to shut up. Now, the point is, Mr. Hendry has seen seals being born.
Mm-hmm.
He's seen sea lions. Mm-hmm. When he says that, the environmental movement in the state of California is insulted. It's offended.
Why? Why would you be offended by him stating something that he's
yeah.
seen?
Why?
I don't understand
Phil,
that.
I would ask you to shut up. Because the people who are pro-environmental may tend not to want to donate and be behind our movement. They're going to say, if there are seals being born, if there are whales that are swimming the channel, if there are dolphins swimming the channel, oil must not be harming them. That can't be. I'm telling you, it can't be.
Why can't that be?
Yeah, so
why can't that be?
Would you, Phil, would you shut up?
Well, no, I'm asking, why can't that be? Why has oil got to be destructive?
Are you kidding me? Jamie has seen the pictures of oil-coating ducks.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. And it's
okay.
Very sad. And it's very
yeah,
sad.
That's right.
But I believe that we rely too much on foreign oil and that, you know, if we can get some more drilling, let's get it.
If you want to see a whale drowning in its own vomit, as the result.
Oh, come on, man. I mean, you know, I got to take a break. No. No, I've seen whales swimming out there. I've seen dolphins out there, and we drill oil out there. Jamie, thanks so much for your call. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Mr. Wheeler and other pro-environmentalists want me to stop talking about the seals being born and the whales that are swimming because it hurts the pro-environmental movement and there may be more drilling off the coast of California. Well, if it doesn't hurt, it doesn't hurt. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry Show.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL. With me is Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Healing Center. We have David G. Hall, who's also on the line, who's our Vice President of Syndication. And and we're having an interesting conversation, David, in that I know that Mr. Wheeler's an advertiser. He represents a pro-environmental view. That's fine, too. I've got nothing against that. But he doesn't want me talking about something that's of interest to my audience.
That's of interest to your audience any more than what Mr. Wheeler has to say about his holistic center or anything else. I'm not censoring you at all, Phil. You can talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. I'm simply saying that Mr. Wheeler, I think, should be given a little bit more credit than what you're giving him.
I'm saying that while he says, and others like him, oil drilling is bad off the coast of California, it hurts the environment, I'm saying that I see marine mammals in abundance out there.
You you keep saying that, and Mr. Hall, I would point out that every time he says that, it harms our message, which is that oil drilling is bad for the coast of California. And I think Mr. Henry hears that.
Well, it may harm your message, but I didn't know the truth is a bad thing.
Well, you know, Phil, we can take it out of this way. You keep talking about the truth, and that's fine. Mr. Wheeler is talking about the oil business as being a bad thing, and he has a lot of people in his movement.
He may have a lot. All right. I can't keep going over the same ground.
Thank you very much. And that's exactly what you're doing. You're going over the same ground over and over, and you're harming a lot of good people.
I don't. All right. 877-876-PHIL is the number. 877-876-PHIL. Should I stop talking about the abundance of marine mammal life out in the Santa Barbara Channel because it hurts the pro-environmental movement? Here is Lynn on the Phil Hendry Show. Lynn, go ahead.
Oh, hi. Good afternoon. Good evening.
Hi. Good evening to you.
Give me about 15 seconds, and then I'll hang up, and you guys can banter it around.
Okay.
I read several reports published in newspapers and in magazines that the ocean floor burps more oil or leaches more oil than the oil rigs leak. And having lived in Florida for many years, if you go up to the 17th floor of any of the hotels on St. Pete Beach, you can see all kinds of ocean mammals swimming around. We're actually rather close to the beach. So, and
there are not a lot of marine mammals off the coast of Florida, Phil. So I don't know what the lady's talking about.
I don't know. I guess Lynn hung up, right? All right. Do you want to comment?
Well, she hung up because she didn't want the truth to come out while she was still on the phone, and that is that there are no marine mammals off the coast of Florida. There's one, and that's the manatee. There's no sea lions. There are no seals. And it's probably because the state of Florida is so backward when it comes to the environment. It's so almost purposefully destructive when it comes to the environment. Florida doesn't have any oil drilling. Florida really has only one thing. It has environment. And the state of Florida and the corporations that are there, even though they have no real oil drilling in that state, they insist on destroying that state's beauty.
Dean, if you don't mind, there may not be an abundance of marine mammals. There's the manatee, but that's not because they don't care about the environment. There's all kinds of environmental movements up and down the coast.
The state of Florida's environmental concerns are dwarfed in comparison to what we're able to bring to bear here in the state of California. We've got money. We've got clout. When we want something, it gets done. In Florida, the environmental movement is puny. Nobody really listens to what they say, and they've got to make up things about having seals. They don't have seals there. They don't have them at all.
Bill, Mr. Wheeler is saying they don't have seals. And
well, I'm not talking about Florida. I'm talking about California.
But he said there's no seals in Florida. And that's significant.
It might be significant from the standpoint of the lady that just called, okay?
Right.
But we're talking about California. She was talking about Florida.
But that woman lied. And the reason why I'm on here tonight is to alert you to the fact that there's a lot of people that care about the environment that aren't liars.
Why? You know, all right.
So just listen to me, will you?
And I know Mr. Wheeler's an advertiser. You just call him one of my listeners a liar. She didn't lie about anything. She says she understands that there's oil leaching up from the bottom and that they have lots of marine mammal life off the coast of Florida.
And they don't have marine mammal life off the coast of Florida except for manatees. That's all they have. They only got manatees. They don't have no seals.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number. Let's go over to Earl now. Earl in Menlo Park, California. Earl, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with David Hall and Dean Wheeler.
Yeah, Phil. It's just that I know from talking to a scientist in the past that off the University of Santa Barbara, UCSB, they've had oil coming ashore there since long before there's any drilling. It's been oozing up out of the ocean floor. So
the oil rigs are doing
a good job.
That's tar, and that also is a hazard.
It is tar. It's oil.
Yes, that's correct. It leaches, as the lady said, but that is a natural leaching that didn't hurt.
Well, if you reduce the pressure on the oil down there, there's going to be less leaching.
That's true, but you could also have a burst pipe or a tanker spill, and then you've got a world of hurt.
If you drive up and down the freeway, you have a world of hurt if you end up getting an accident. Life has its risk.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Mr. Hendry has been irresponsibly talking about seals giving birth on beaches as if it's one big Disneyland out here.
Sir, I saw it with my own eyes, and I saw those seals giving birth right next to a pier where the roughnecks and the oil workers are going on and off the pier, going out to the platforms. They coexist. The oil industry and the marine mammal life here in California coexists in a very healthy way.
You are doing a big. You're doing such damage to so many very important people. I can't even begin to tell you.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I can't even begin to tell you.
Phil, up in Alaska, they're worried about the pipeline.
You're doing a lot of damage, Mr. Hendry. And the things that you're doing are going to get Robert Redford pissed off. And a lot of people that are...
I'm listening to my gentleman who called.
Yes, but we just mentioned...
Anyway, the thing is that up in Alaska, they have... They were talking about how the caribou would die off, and they're breeding like mad at where those pipelines are.
Yeah. Well, I think that we have... All right. And again, living on the coast as I do, I see it with my own eyes.
Living on the coast, that's another thing that I think separates you from your audience. Most people don't get to live on the ocean, Mr. Hendry, with the movie stars. Okay. Well, this gentleman's laughing.
I don't live right on the ocean. I live in an oceanside community. Okay.
Yeah, but Mr. Hendry, when you talk about, I saw seals, there are a lot of poor people who support the pro-environmental movement who think you're some wealthy oil man.
I'm not a wealthy... a wealthy oil man. All right, sir, thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL.
What are you laughing at?
Mr. Wheeler's notion that somehow because I live near the ocean, I'm a wealthy oil man.
Well, yeah, I think I'm a little bit more relatable. I think people, when they hear me and hear the things that I talk about, they say, I know someone like Dean.
So they know a gentleman like you who talks about how you care about the environment, and when I tell you about something really cool about the environment...
What do you mean cool about the environment? What does that mean?
It means when seals are being born near an oil rig, or that sea lions relax on the oil rigs as they're going between the coast of California and the Channel Islands, or that whales are just moving up and down through the channel, man, like it's nobody's business, I would think you'd be happy about that.
I am happy if you would. I think he'd like you to shut up because you do more damage, Mr. Henry, than you know. Mr. Redford and so many...
Look, I have to go and take some phone calls. These allusions to Robert Redford leave me speechless, to be honest with you, gentlemen. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Casey in Abilene, Texas. Go ahead.
Okay, here's another guy that's from the ocean.
Casey,
no, not from
ahead,
the
sir.
Ocean. Just my only comment is how the oil companies are drilling for crude oil is so bad for the environment, but everything environmentally based. The vehicles we drive and everything is all based off of crude oil. So if we're to stop down drilling, that means we need to stop down everything.
Well,
there's so many precautions now.
We need green. We have to be green. There's no choice but to be green.
Well, you know, that sounds really good, let's be green. But what do you mean, let's be green? Okay, go ahead. Give me a green car, man. Where are they at? Detroit can barely, those guys can't even make nose hair trimmers, man. They don't know what they're going to be making next week. They're so absolutely... you know, in the dumps in terms of their industry.
What are you talking about?
I'm telling you that Brazil's making all the green cars. You want to go down there and buy those? Right,
or
now,
like,
we're this gentleman is... Go ahead, sir.
How can an average day person,
as Redford,
who makes normal wages, be able to afford these multi-million-dollar cars that run off of water and everything else? There's no way.
Sir, it's not a multi-million-dollar car. Daryl Hannah, who's a very good friend of mine, drove a car that is powered on grease that she found, the grease from McDonald's, literally.
Daryl Hannah's got, yeah, she had a car that was running on what?
On McDonald's grease, yeah. Go over to Kentucky Fried Chicken and get their grease.
Well, what kind of car is that, man? That's got a special turbine or something, right?
Exactly, and that is all going to cost money.
Yeah.
Well, what we're saying is, while you sit there talking about how oil drilling is so marvelous, you are killing the environment.
I told you about the seals.
Would you please stop talking about seals, please?
There's so
Casey,
many
thanks so much.
Nowadays,
yeah.
Avoid.
Seriously, man.
Why are you talking about seals?
Why can't I talk about seals?
Why is he talking about seals? Why does he keep yakking about seals? Seals exist. We know this. But guess what? They don't have seals in Florida. And do you know why? Do you know why they don't have seals in Florida? Because they've destroyed everything in Florida.
No, they don't have seals in Florida. No, they don't have seals in Florida because seals are not indigenous to that part of the world. They don't live there. They live in other places. They live in the coast of California. They live in... the gentleman's still there?
Yeah, I thought he'd hung up.
Go ahead, Casey. Then we're going to take a break. No, go ahead, sir.
Okay, Abilene. What's the closest ocean? What's the closest... I want to know, sir. This is David Hall. What's the closest ocean to Abilene, Texas?
Come on.
Oceans all around Texas, the Gulf of Mexico, and everything where most of the drilling for oil is done.
But you got to drive hundreds of thousands of miles to get there.
Forget about whether this guy lives near the ocean.
Miles. Oh, well, you're right around the corner. 300 miles. We're talking about something that is affecting the coast right near where Henry lives. And Mr. Henry would rather see a seal being born than breathe air that... will not give him another bout of swine flu pneumonia.
Sir, do you drive a car
what?
That has gasoline power?
Do I have a car that has a clean pilot? What?
Okay, but does it have motor oil in it?
I don't know. I don't do that.
Look, Casey, thank you for your call, sir. We got to take a break, though. I appreciate it very much. 877-876-PHIL. The gentleman was asking, does your car have motor oil?
I don't do that.
Well, do you know what motor oil is?
I don't know. I don't do that. This is what the guy... What do you think I paid for the red carpet service plan. Yeah, about the red carpet service plan?
What about it?
Well, it's standard with Mercedes.
Oh, well, if it's standard with Mercedes.
You got a Jaguar.
877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Dean Wheeler and David G. Hall as we talk about the environment. Should I talk about the fact that there are seals being born on the beach while we have oil drilling going on just a mile away? Is that hurting the environmental movement, me talking about that? Is the truth hurting the environmental movement? 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Motor oil? What do you mean motor oil?
Motor oil, man.
What about the red carpet plan?
Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL. David G. Hall has also joined us. I'm talking with Dean Wheeler, who's also on the line. We're talking about the environmental impact of oil drilling off the coast of California.
And Phil, if I could, and Dean, I know you wanted to speak to this. The oil drilling's going on in Virginia.
Well, Phil, that is true. The oil drilling is in Virginia. And so there's damage being done on two fronts. By you talking about seals and sea lions and this kind of nonsense taking place.
Well, it's not nonsense. These are real. This is wildlife.
All right, but this is a moot point. What's happening is the oil drilling is off the coast of Virginia. It's not happening off the coast of California.
And by you talking about it, Phil, saying that sea lions are not impacted, the marine mammals are not impacted, you're going to give somebody the bright idea of drilling out here. And that is wrong. Now, I heard you.
I don't know why that's wrong. If I say, and I'll say it again, that the marine mammal life out here is healthier than it's ever been, and that we have the sea life is healthier than it's ever been, and we've got oil drilling everywhere, I don't know why people can't hear that.
I heard you talking to Rance about Danny Tarkanian running for governor or senator of Nevada, and you were mentioning Jerry Tarkanian. And I thought that was a fascinating conversation you had, that George Allen Jr., the son of a coach, became a governor. And now you have Danny Tarkanian, the son of a coach, and he's looking to be a senator. I think that is interesting. And I would want to see you do more of that, more discussion of that.
Well, I'm not going to do that, David, because we're on a different topic.
We're trying to get you, Phil. I don't like it when you're saying no to something.
I'm talking about the environmental impact of oil drilling in California, which lately hasn't been bad at all. Here is Jolie in Akron, Ohio. Jolie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dean Wheeler and David Hall. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. Even though I'm in Ohio, I used to live in L.A., so I know some of the problems that you guys are going through.
Interesting. You don't have any ocean out there, do you?
Pardon me?
You don't have any ocean out there, though, do you?
No, but we do have Lake Erie. We don't even want to go into that.
You hear that?
I do hear that.
All right. Yeah, you know what? Could we stop doing that, please?
That is the sound of a sea lion.
Yeah, and if you come out to California, Jolie, you'll hear tons of that, and right around where they drill for oil.
That is very irresponsible of you, Mr. Hendry.
Yeah, go ahead, Jolie. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I told your caller, I said, it's amazing that you're actually continuing with this whole line and wasting your time. Because the problem
is... You know something? I find that very childish. I find it very childish that you're doing that.
I played it because I want the lady and everybody to hear what a sea lion sounds like.
Yeah, can you stop doing it while a man's talking?
Go ahead, Jolie. And Jolie's a woman, not a man.
I meant the Mr. Wheeler.
So, but my thing is that the truth should be told. And Phil is telling the truth. And unfortunately, the environmental people don't always want to hear the truth. Because like this gentleman is saying, is it hurts his cause. But I don't see how it can hurt your cause to have all sides of the story presented.
How many years do you think, Jolie, Mr. Hendry's been talking about the environment? Let's try just 0 years. How many years have I talked about the environment? Let's talk about 25 years. And you're saying that I'm going to turn around and take one between the shoulder blades from Mr. Hendry, who has talked about it for no years, and I've talked about it for 20 years? He's got more invested in the environmental movement, ma'am.
Yeah, but what difference does it make if what I'm saying is true, you know?
Exactly.
You know something? I want to do something. Do you hear the sound of this? Do you hear this? I'm an environmentalist, but I hope they all die. Because you have asked for that, Mr. Hendry. You and Jolie, even though she... People like you want those sea lions to die.
Why do I want them... I don't understand. Why do I want them to die?
Because you are asking for oil drilling that will kill them.
They're They're out there right now in the channel. Thank you, Jolie, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Out there in the channel right now, resting and sleeping on the oil rigs. Go ahead, John. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Okay, let's say that both sides of the argument have some truth to it. One being that oil is hurting the wildlife and they are moving on and they are surviving. Let's say both sides is true. I would still donate. After hearing someone ask you to quit talking about how they're surviving or asking the science half of the argument, I would quit donating on that because that is hiding truth and that is no reason, there's
wait,
no
wait
cause.
No, you don't understand. I'm asking Mr. Henry to stop talking about it so you'll donate to our environmental movement. And you're saying you'd stop?
I would stop because you asked him to quit talking about it so you can get money. Is basically what you said. I heard you say.
Do you understand how he's manipulating? Listen to what he's doing. He's playing the sound of the sea lion.
Is that not what he said?
That is very unfair, sir. Very unfair.
What's unfair about that? This gentleman wants to hear the exchange of information and truth. You don't want it. He's going to stop. He's going to stop donating.
And you're playing the sounds of sea lions because you want children also to believe. I hate you so much.
You asked the truth to be
I hate all of you.
You killed him, sir.
No, I hate all of you.
Phil